Abstracts, an interview with Fernando Parra. By Melvin Thombi. In Muesli, Design Inspiration. Art director at BNN and freelance designer. Fernando Parra is a designer from Mexico, an alumni of industrial design at the National Autonomous University of Mexico and passionate about 3D design. His work extends to different areas of design, from motion graphics to product design. He has been recognized in several hackathons for his work on multidisciplinary projects. He has several publications to his name and recognitions in national and international design conferences. He is currently the art director at BNN and also has a lot of brilliant projects to the credit of his brand Vago. His core focus is collaborative works, creating characters and 3D illustration for different agencies and studios across the world. Welcome, Fernando. You are famous for your brand name Vago. What inspired you to come up with such a unique brand name? Thanks, I do not think I'm famous, smile, but thanks for the comment. More than a vague brand refers mostly to the jobs I develop as a freelance designer or for pleasure. Many of the projects are my own and help me develop new skills and techniques for to experience. The things that inspire me are usually the situations of each day. Anything becomes an influence on your mind and part of your memory. Some other times, they are unusual ideas that they appeared in a dream or because of wandering. Designing is something that I like, and I usually do not need to be inspired. In a way, I enjoy it. How do you come up with this unique, cute, colorful, playful characters in your projects? Share your work process. The processes are usually similar but depend on the type of project. Designing a character from scratch for a particular brand is not the same as creating an illustration based on a drawing of the client. Even when they are my projects, some have more an artistic charge than design. Usually, our process begins with a series of questions to the client. Then we search for both qualitative and quantitative information. After filling up with data, we generate a concept on which will help us to convey the message we want. Later we begin the search for all that visual information that revolves around our idea to complement it with observed trends and styles. And it helps to find the correct and most straightforward way to transmit our concept. We create sketches to generate the first ideas based on the analysis of the visual references of the previous stage. These drawings evolve to a final version after several changes and revisions with the client. You usually reach a midpoint between the ideal and the tastes of the customer. How much does your work studio influence your creative thoughts? Curious to know about your illustration and animation tools too. It's a big question. My house is my little studio. It's a giant table with my computer, many drawing tools, a small lamp, books, musical instruments, toys, building materials and my pet. It's not a big studio, but there's nothing like feeling at home. I often get bored of various things. I always try to avoid the monotony. I use the office space when I work projects for BNN agency. Some days I stay at friend's house and work from there. The spaces where we live help to create ideas. But I don't believe that having the latest technology tools to make great ideas is essential. Everything starts with a pencil and paper. The perception that we have for each space in which we find ourselves will give us the sensation of feeling that it is ours or not. We are in charge of creating these spaces in which we feel comfortable to go crazy. Describe your amazing project Muegnos. Where did you draw your inspiration from? I studied industrial design. A few years back I got an opportunity to participate in the AMD, Mexican Design Open, with some of my friends. I started with the design of characters. Two colleagues from the university began their line of concrete and ceramic products in addition to textile products. These friends are Yadir Aguilar and Juan Juarez, two great people who usually create super fun designs. We decided to join forces to exhibit and sell in the AMD. That event was incredible, and we decided to continue with this alliance. Our first idea was to create a submersible design collective. We decided to create a new line of products for which we needed some investment for the purchase of tool and machinery. The solution was to create a crowdfunding campaign called Muegnos. The rewards were the products that we will develop. After much hard work, we achieved the goal. The objects sought to unite people for their interaction with everyday situations such as writing or drawing. After several months I decided to leave the collective to focus more on solo projects. Now Yadira and Juan continue to create Follies, and I wished them all success. How much does the vibrant colors, art, culture and the landscape of Mexico influence your creative thoughts? I love the work of artisans and creative people in Mexico. The color palettes are what I usually return to. But I do not consider that their work has much influence on mine. I usually think more about the design, objectives and the solutions for each project. Many artists retake the aesthetic features of our culture, reinterpreting the same expressions in their style or adopting various techniques, but my work is not one of them. I am currently looking for my work to have a better and simpler content, so that with a single image can tell a story of a situation that makes the viewers have some feeling, but there is still time to achieve it. How much impact does it have when a designer networks and collaborate their works with their peers? Collaboration is the key to growing, sharing and meeting people. Many people fear to mentor others in design networks. They are afraid to share their work style and ideas. They fear someone will steal their work identity. Today it is effortless to disseminate your work, and taking advantage of digital tools is essential. You have to invest some time to publish your work. If your work has the quality and appropriate professionalism, you will find great opportunities. There will always be people who do not like what others do. Opinions always vary. Many people in networks are popular for making memes, illustrating viral themes, or telling jokes. But that should not be the end goal of a designer. What are your aspirations for moving forward in product design and motion graphics? Currently, I am looking for new styles of illustration and also learn more about design and typography. Photography is something that catches my attention. As for the product design, I hope to start with my own line in a short time. In the animation, I hope to find the way to tell the stories in the simplest way, thinking about the digital media we use every day. I would like to study cinema or something elusive to understand how the lighting and framing shots reinforce the visual communication of our scenes. Follow Vago, Behance, Dribbble Vertical Bar Facebook, Instagram. Abstracts, a curated perspective section with seasoned artists from the fields of design, art, photography, motion graphics and advertisement. Hear from the experienced and creative, as they share their art process and sources of inspiration. An initiative from Rapid Gems Design Studio. Other abstracts. Abstracts, an interview with Chris Du, Chief Strategist and CEO of Blind and the founder of the future medium.moose.ly. Abstracts, an interview with Drew Bridwell, Senior Design Specialist and Design Educator at envisionmedium.moose.ly. Abstracts, an interview with Mike, founder of Creative Means, Prague, Czech Republic medium.moose.ly. Abstracts, an interview with Jonathan Courtney, CEO of AJ and Smart Design Studio, Germany blog.prototyper.io. Abstracts, an interview with Zhenya Reinzuk, Art Director, co-founder of Design Thinking School, called Sicknick, CSS Design Awards and Awards Design Judge of medium.moose.ly. Abstracts, an interview with Sergey Andronov, Design Director at Loi Product Factory and Judge at the FWA, Moscow, Russia.medium.moose.ly. Abstracts, an interview with Brian Tokish. Abstracts, a curated perspective section with seasoned artists from the fields of design, art, photography, motion. Medium.moose.ly. Abstracts, an interview with Lorenzo Bacchi. Abstracts, a curated perspective section with seasoned artists from the fields of design, art, photography, motion. Medium.moose.ly. Abstracts, an interview with Roshan Kurakayanil, art director, visualizer, animator and storyboard artist. Now freelancing as a comic book artist and directing animated. Medium.moose.ly. Stay tuned for more interviews. Melvin Thombi works as a creative director at Rapid Value Solutions and creative consultant of M&N Art and Design Studio. Medium, LinkedIn, Behance, Dribbble, Instagram, Twitter, Unsplash.